Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this here is a mini episode.
Welcome all.
Welcome all. We take your phone calls.
And your emails.
And we read them on the air.
And we listen to them on the air.
And we talk about them.
On the air. We just crack ourselves
we
up.
We are just yucking it up here in Forever 35 headquarters. If you do want to leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Great job.
Thank you so much,
you
Dori.
You are so welcome. How are we going to kick things off today?
All right. Let's rock it out with a voicemail.
Okay. I'm ready.
Hi, Dori and Kate. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Mary Kate.
And we're not experts.
We're just two friends
and sister-in-laws
who like to talk about
Forever 35. Oh. We wanted to call in and leave a voicemail to let you know that we love the podcast and have really bonded over it. We both buy vitamin C serum and use it every day. I started reading Maisie Dobbs, and the best thing we started doing together is weekly intentions. Your podcast really warms both of our hearts, and we wanted to say thanks.
Mary Kate here. I have a question I thought you both might have some good insight on. I'm finishing my PhD in the spring, and I've been in grad school for the last 6 years. I really want to be excited about finishing, but I'm mostly just feeling anxiety about all the huge changes coming in my life, about moving, ending school, and trying to find a job. So I'm hoping you have some ideas about how to embrace and celebrate this next phase of my life rather than most of the anxiety and fear that I'm feeling. Anyway, we've got some face masks to do and some teas to drink.
So thanks for everything. And by the way, I'm a Kate.
And I'm a Dori.
Bye.
Bye.
Favorite voicemail of all time.
I have to tell you, I listened to that yesterday and then I listened to it again this morning and I almost cried.
It's so cute.
I don't know. It just is so sweet.
It is. I love it.
I really love it. I mean, it just like made my day.
Do you have thoughts for Mary Kate?
Well, I have a few things. One, I think I always find it really hard when you're going through these you're on the precipice of massive life changes and you're like, I want to be excited. Why am I not excited? Why am I anxious? And the reason is because it's anxiety inducing. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest that you give yourself permission to just be anxious and find a way to kind of, I want to say write down, that's always my solution. It might not work for everybody, but write down, like put all these fears or anxieties in a place, write them all down and give them, I'm not saying let the anxieties take over your life, but they are really big things. I don't think you're overreacting. Moving, finishing a 6-year PhD program, finding a job.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That is a lot. I think there's nothing wrong here that you're not like, woohoo, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
But I also think maybe reflecting on your accomplishments, because wow, a 6-year PhD program.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. That's incredible. And, you know, starting to maybe write down some mini steps that you can take to line up, you know, start working toward finding a job, start working, you know, getting your move accomplished in a way that doesn't make you feel out of your mind. And also maybe finding ways to celebrate what you've accomplished. Dory?
Well, I was going to say you should plan a thing. You should plan like a vacation or a party or a fancy dinner, just something that will kind of mark the accomplishment in a tangible way, whether it's, and I don't actually think it can be like a necklace or something, but I actually think it's nice to do some sort of experience that maybe like brings some people together who are proud, who are also proud of you.
That's lovely.
So you, or maybe your sister wants to start planning this for you.
Sister-in-law.
No presh, sister-in-law. Sorry.
Get it right, Dory.
Sorry. Well, it sounds like they're very close. They're basically sisters. That also gives you something to look forward to. It also kind of takes the pressure off of feeling like every day you have to be exuberant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I have this thing that is, I'm going to be exuberant. That's the time I'm going to be exuberant. I think that would, that I also like having something to look forward to.
I think that helps.
Yeah. And I know you're looking forward to graduation and, you know, getting your PhD, but I think having something celebratory to look forward to is also really going to help.
Doesn't need to be fancy.
No, but it can be.
But it can be.
Yeah.
Can be whatever you want. I think that's a great suggestion.
Thank you, Kate.
You know, you're welcome. Do we have anything else for this listener?
I don't think so. I think it's time for us to take a short break.
Short break.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. That sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, Dory, we talk to a lot of really fantastic, intelligent people on this podcast. But I don't know, maybe you're like us and you want to go even deeper.
I'd love to go deeper.
We like to go deep. And that's not only possible with today's sponsor, but also easy to accomplish on Masterclass. Every year I get really into the classes offered and the instructors offering them. Like, I'm all over the place with the things that I like on Masterclass. But this year I am very interested in the class Redefining Feminism, which is 14 lessons from Gloria Steinem.
Okay.
Now, they dissect issues women face in the U.S. and ways we can play a role in the feminist movement in our everyday lives. Look, I majored in women and gender studies in college, so this is right up my alley. But even if you didn't, even if you're like, this is the first time I'm hearing those words.
I would argue, especially if you didn't.
Yes. Get into it with Masterclass, because this is the year you can really learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Go from just talking about improving to actually doing the things you've been wanting to do with Masterclass. And it doesn't have to be redefining feminism with Gloria Steinem. It can be gardening in your own garden or your yard or patio. It can be learning to cook Indian food or designing a space that you love. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master like negotiation with Chris Voss, or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or maybe capture your vision through photography with Petra Collins, Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. So, Dory, we have this email here.
Yes.
And I would love you to read it.
Oh.
Don't no mind if press.
I you. All right, here we go. Exercise is important self-care for me, and I'm trying to get to the gym a couple times a week to swim, and once a week, my husband and I duck out of work a little early to meet up and play racquetball before we have to get the kids from daycare. Let me just editorialize here and say, I love that.
Right?
Yeah, I love
an exercise date,
racquetball date with your husband.
I hope you beat him every time.
Seriously. Okay, I just realized that after racquetball, I can make my husband go pick up the kiddos, which is usually my job since it's on my way home. Since our gym is close to the daycare, he can have a turn wrangling them into the car, giving myself alone time for a nice shower before driving home, listening to my choice of podcast. But my gym is a utilitarian YMCA, and I'm used to just rinsing off chlorine or sweat, throwing my clothes back on, and rushing back to work as quick as possible. Any tips on making a gym shower feel more like a self-care experience besides just cranking the hot water and slowing down?
Dory, I have a gym membership chauffeur. I feel like you might have some tips. Have you done this?
I do have some tips. Well, I started bringing my own shampoo to the gym. I go to a pretty nice gym and they have nice shampoo, but I don't love it. and I don't love how my hair feels after. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just start bringing my own shampoo. And that has elevated my gym shower experience quite a bit. The other thing that I do, they have disposable razors there. But I don't like disposable razors because they like cut up your skin, you know?
So you've kind of put together a little travel pack.
I keep it in my gym bag. I have put together a little kit, if you will, of things that I know are just going to kind of make my getting ready, my showering / getting ready at the gym a little nicer. Now, when I lived in New York, like you kind of had to shower at the gym. In LA, it's kind of easier to drive home and shower depending on your schedule. But I actually do find it easier to shower at the gym if you're kind of in that mode already. So I like showering at the gym, but I do think it's important to put together, even if it's just a little travel kit of your shampoo, your conditioner, your body wash,
deodorant,
your moisturizer, sunscreen, a hairbrush. If they have hair dryers, they're great. If they don't, get a little travel hair dryer and keep it in your gym bag.
Go have a fun afternoon at Target buying little travel supplies and a little cute travel bag.
And you can get those travel size containers and just put your regular stuff in them.
So that would be what I would do, because I find whenever I buy a lot of like travel shampoo, I don't like it as much as I like my regular products.
Right. So just buy, so just buy the little travel containers.
I also
put them in a nice little zipper container.
I swim at a very utilitarian gym that's very bare bones, like, you know, group shower situation. But I find having a really nice bag, I bring a big ass towel, flip flops that are just for the shower and gym.
Yep.
And I take my sweet ass time.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to rush.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any other things or products that you might want to do while you're there.
A nice like body moisturizer.
Yes. Especially after swimming where you've got all that chlorine.
Yep.
Lube up.
Yeah.
Take your Adori.
Yes.
What about some wireless? Now I use the AirPods from Apple, but some wireless headphones. So while you're getting ready, you can be listening to your podcast of choice, which may be this one. I'm assuming, but I hope so. You know, just so you're like, you're also kind of, or you're listening to classical music, or you're unwinding in some way.
I like that.
This all requires a financial investment, but you know, if you got those means, get some headphones.
It.
Or your regular headphones will work, but I find there's real freedom in the wireless.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, we solved that.
Great. Go us.
Go us.
So we have another voicemail?
We do.
Let's hit it.
Pressing play now.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Dory. My name is Melissa. I am from Minnesota. I've been a longtime listener. I'm currently binging through some episodes because that is my self-care. Just a question. We are heading into the holiday season. We're getting into that time of year where Thanksgiving is like right around the corner, Christmas, Hanukkah, right after that. I'm wondering what self-care you have to prepare for the anxiety and stress of the holiday season. And also, sub-question, how do you start new traditions? Do you have any suggestions? My mother passed away 3 years ago, and I feel that I've had to take the torch when it's come to continuing holiday traditions on my maternal side of my family, and it is exhausting. And frankly, I'm kind of tired of doing it because I feel that I'm the only one that does it. And her former husband, he's not my stepdad or father, that we don't really have a close relationship. He does nothing really to keep up. He does nothing to really keep up our relationship, and nor does my half brother. But yet, when the holidays get close, they're calling me and being like, "So what are we doing?" And I've just wanted to do a full stop and be like, "Nothing." So, what suggestions do you have to help make the holiday season a little easier? And then, sub question. What do you do to start new traditions? I would welcome any and all suggestions. Thanks for all that you do. You guys are amazing.
Well, you sound amazing, listener.
Yeah.
My first thought is that you need to set some boundaries with these toxic mom's husband and half brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, toxic, maybe I'm being a little harsh. Set some boundaries.
They sounded pretty toxic.
They sound kind of stinky. You're not celebrating the holidays with them this year. Let's just start that. You don't have to be their holiday coordinator.
No. Did she say if she has a partner?
She did not say
she did
she
not
has a
say.
Partner. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm curious.
I think you just set up like, hey, I'm doing, if you have a family or if you are an individual solo, we're doing this.
Yeah.
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And make it clear it does not include them.
Yeah.
And just, you can have them in your life in whatever way that you feel you need or want. But it sounds like they bring unnecessary stress to you this holiday season. You've had to step into the role of your mother as the holiday coordinator. And you can do that if that is fun for you, but you certainly don't have to accommodate these people.
Amen.
You just don't.
No.
And it sounds like setting some boundaries, send them a card, you know, send them a gift card or make a donation in their name if you want to, like, you know,
totally.
Do something. But otherwise, I think you first can set a boundary with them.
Yep.
Dealing with the stress of the holidays, I would say, like, go small. You know, like, I feel like I tend to get swept up and they're like, gotta have presents and gotta do this. But I really think it can be small and simple. And I think one thing that helps that I'm not always great at is, like, refocusing on what the true intention of the holiday season is, which I think is really, like, serving others. So maybe along the lines of starting a new tradition, you could adopt a family in need for the holidays, whether at Thanksgiving or Christmas. You could set up a new tradition that involves volunteering on one of the holidays. Certainly there are shelters and soup kitchens that always need volunteers on the holidays, plus a million other ways that you can be of service. You could go for a hike or a walk. You could try a new recipe and make that your new holiday thing. Those are just some ideas, some things that I've done, because after my mom died, my mom was kind of like the person who figured out all the Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when she died, it was like, well, what are we now? What? So, you know, just pick something and try it out. And if it's fun, do it again next year. You know, like, everybody watch Elf on Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
I love Elf.
We usually watch A Christmas Story.
So good. I love that movie. Do you get stressed at you and your husband host a holiday party?
We do.
And that would stress me out, but you both seem to enjoy it.
So we throw one party a year. It is a party that I have been throwing for like 15 years. I started it. It's a tradition that I started for myself before I even knew who Matt was.
Oh.
So I've been having a latke party for a very long time. In my 20s and early 30s, it was a kind of debaucherous nighttime affair.
Oh, with alcohol?
With alcohol, and people really got rowdy.
And you would make a ton of latkes.
I would make a ton of latkes, and it was really fun. Yeah, like I had some really memorable fun parties.
Cool.
Now, since moving to LA, getting married, I actually skipped it for a couple of years. And then when Matt and I got married, we decided because Matt is Catholic and celebrates Christmas, that we would turn it into Latke Cookie Fest. So now it is Latke Fest. We make the latkes, but we ask people to bring cookies. So it's like a cookie potluck. And that has become a really, and we have it during the day now, and we encourage people to bring their kids.
Oh, my kids have gone and they just stand in front of the cookies.
Well, it's encouraged.
I mean, that's the whole point.
And it's really fun, and it's different than it used to be. And that's fine because I'm in a different phase of my life now. But it's a nice tradition that we have. Now, I did not grow up celebrating Christmas. Matt did. And Matt has, I think, a very kind of specific idea of what he wanted Christmas to be like, that I think for a while he just sort of assumed that I would know by osmosis. And I was like, I did not celebrate Christmas. I don't know what you do. I don't know.
Can I interrupt and just backtrack?
Yes.
What was your family's Hanukkah tradition? Like, how intense were you about Hanukkah? Did you get gifts every night?
We got gifts every night. We got one quote unquote big gift from our parents. And then all the other nights were generally like one night was the gift from our grandparents. One night was a book. One, you know, it was kind of like mostly small things. And then there was one big gift. And yeah, we would light the candles every night. And we didn't make potato pancakes latkes like every night, but they definitely made an appearance. So yeah, but we didn't do anything for Christmas. So I was pretty ignorant of any Christmas traditions beyond like, well, I know you get a tree. but you know, I dated people who were Christian and had occasionally celebrated Christmas with their families, and they all had different traditions.
Totally.
So, you know, one guy's family did the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Woo-woo, Italians.
And when I asked Matt, who is Italian, he didn't even know what I was talking about.
Oh, really?
He had never heard of it. And I was like, oh, that was my one sort of like big Italian Christmas thing. And he doesn't even know what the hell I'm talking about.
I've always wanted to try it. I'm a quarter Italian, so I could do like a quarter feast.
You know, I went to a couple and they were really fun.
It looks cool.
It's like, I guess it's a crazy thing.
My cousins, my uncle, aunt and cousins do it. It's a ton of preparation.
Oh, it's a ton of work. Seven fish
dishes. And every year I'm like, maybe I should do like three fish dishes, and then I get overwhelmed. But anyway, that's...
Yeah. And then like some people have the big dinner on Christmas Eve. Some people have it on Christmas Day. Some people open presents on Christmas Eve. Some people open them on Christmas morning. It's like, I don't know what your family's traditions are.
Some people have stockings. Some people don't really do the stockings.
Exactly. So I think Matt and I are kind of slowly developing our own Christmas traditions. So yes, we do stockings.
I love stockings.
We have a Christmas tree. We open the presents on Christmas morning. Now, we haven't really done like a Christmas dinner yet.
I'm laughing because my dad invited Matt and Dory over to my house for Christmas.
I mean, we will probably show up, so I hope that invitation was sincere.
Oh, it stands. He hasn't met them yet, but he got real excited about them coming over for Christmas dinner.
So sweet.
I now host, but make my brother and stepmom cook.
That's so nice. Well, Matt is a very good cook.
Oh, he would get into it.
He will happily cook whatever you need.
Now, do you also, Matt, you and Matt have a Hanukkah tradition?
Not really. I usually like light the candles a couple times during Hanukkah. I suspect, I mean, I keep saying this about many tradition things, but I'm like, when I have a kid, then I'll do the traditions. But I actually think that is true.
Totally.
Like, when I have a kid, I will light the candles and get him Hanukkah gifts, and he will also get Christmas gifts. We're not going to spoil him, though.
So you say now.
Oh, God.
Can I chime in and say one thing that my family has done and we did last year is we go away for a holiday. And I don't mean like go away and really celebrate it, but like last Thanksgiving, my family went to a family camp in the mountains.
Ooh.
And we stayed in like a bunk.
That's fun.
It was so much fun. And there was a, you know, like a cafeteria, and that's where we had our Thanksgiving meal. We just played board games and drank hot chocolate and like went hiking.
That sounds great.
So there may be, does it need to be, you know, vacationing during the holidays can be very expensive and the flights are crazy, but there might be something within driving range.
Yeah, we started going away, and I know you started doing this too, but we started going with friends to Palm Springs for the week between Christmas and New Year's. They can't come this year because they just had another baby.
How dare they?
I know. But that has been a really nice thing. We rent a house and just get to hang out with these friends of ours who live on the East Coast, who we don't get to see very often. And that has turned into a very lovely tradition that I hope we continue now that, you know, they now have two little kids and we're going to have a kid. So, but I hope it, you know, I hope it continues.
Yeah. And it will shift and change.
Yeah.
So listeners,
just like Latke Cookie Fest.
Are you doing it this year?
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yes.
We should probably start to figure out with a date.
I literally had a thought and I was like, I don't want to ask Dory about it and stress her out, but I really hope Latke Cookie Fest is happening.
Well, you know, Hanukkah's very early this year.
Well, hop two.
So, yeah. All right.
Anyway, I think, listener, you know, a new tradition doesn't need to be a huge thing. It can really be as simple as like everybody reading a book together.
Totally.
I mean, it can be so basic. It doesn't need to be fancy. And I think part of the other fun thing is like trying things out and seeing what works, you know, and if you try a, you know, everybody like makes cookies one night. And
oh, here's another thing we do. We get Christmas pajamas for Bo and we make him wear them.
Now, do you get them for yourselves?
This year I did get us Christmas pajamas. I got us Christmas pajamas from Old Navy. And let me tell you, it was hard to find matching Christmas pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
By the time I started looking, everyone was like sold out.
It's kind of bonkers. Yeah. I've never gotten them for my whole family. I've gotten them for my children.
I got Matt and I matching pants.
It's a whole thing. People wear
a whole thing.
Family pajamas.
Yeah. Well, we had sort of jokingly talked about getting matching pajamas. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. And then I was like, oh, this is hard.
I have another thing to mention.
Yes.
Listener, I would say to take away the stress, don't feel like you have to do everything. Like,
totally.
You know what I don't do is Elf on the Shelf.
Oh.
I don't do it.
I think there's something really creepy about Elf on the Shelf.
I do too, but I will say Busy Phillips does it real well. She makes it look real fun. Her elves are always getting into mischief. But I think Busy Phillips enjoys doing it for her kids and it's fun for her. It would not be fun for me. I also didn't really like the idea of my kids thinking an elf was spying on them.
Totally.
But other families I know adapt it to fit however they want. But anyway, like, you don't take everything on.
Yes.
Keep it simple.
Amen.
Okay. Wow. We just.
All right. We're going to take another.
Happy holidays.
Short break.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. Gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Dory, we have one last email.
Yes.
And it is from a listener we love. It's from Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Barb. If you have not listened to a previous mini episode where we read Barb's email, Barb is a listener whose daughter got her into the podcast, and she writes us the best emails, and she wrote a follow-up, so we thought we would read it with a question. Hi, Kate and Dory. I was so shocked and thrilled when I heard you reading my email on your September 10th podcast. I keep replaying it, my little claim to fame.
Aw, thanks, Barb.
Thank you. My question for you both is wondering what you know about microblading eyebrows. One of my former college roomies, remember I'm 64 now, just had it done. Will you have anyone on the show in the future who might speak to this? I can't help but wonder when you, me slash 60 something people, draw the line at how far do we go to stay looking forever 35. Things do start disappearing, eyebrows, eyelashes, hair, but we all can't look like Jane Fonda, who is amazing. One last tip. I use a product called Puff Me.
Ooh.
Excellent volumizer, probably akin to a dry shampoo. I'm using Dory's tip of waiting a few minutes and then playing with my hair and shaping it. Seems to work well. Very fun product in a small pink container that would be easy to travel with. Love you both. XOXO, Barb.
Barb, always a pleasure to hear from you.
It is. Also, we love you. I would love to have a microblading person on, and I think I can make that happen.
Great.
So Barb, stay tuned. We would love to talk more about that. I have not had personal experience microblading, but I do have friends who have had it done. And I am always shocked at how good and natural it looks.
Interesting, because I feel like whenever I see people with microbladed eyebrows, like on Instagram or wherever, I think it looks horrible.
Oh, controversial opinion. Coming in hot.
Well, I think there is this trend now for people to have these very thick, very dark, like caterpillar eyebrows.
And that's going to change.
I think that will probably change.
Now, would you have microblading to fill in any spots that you want filled in your brows? Or would you, because it's kind of essentially semi-permanent from what I understand.
Well, you can't do it while you're pregnant.
Okay, so.
So it's out for me for the next few months.
I believe it lasts like at
least. It lasts like 2 years or something.
Yes,
but you have to go several times, I think.
I don't know if you do. We got to have the expert on.
Yes, we have to have the expert on. I had been growing out my eyebrows since March.
Mm-hmm.
So for months and months, I grew out my eyebrows. And I finally went to have them done by a woman who I used to go to in New York, who I hadn't seen for years, who is now bi-coastal. So she does eyebrows in LA as well. And she is wonderful. She was very proud of me for growing out my eyebrows for so long.
Proud of you too.
Thank you. And she shaped them and she tinted them.
Oh.
Which I was interested in because I do have sort of like patchy fair eyebrows. And I like how they look. And I don't think a kind of like thicker microbladed look would look good on me. But that's just me. I mean, I obviously have strong opinions about this.
Yeah.
Which, you know, probably not everyone shares, and that's fine.
I want to follow up with Barb's second part of her question, which how far do we go to stay looking forever 35? I mean, number one, I would say the title of our podcast is tongue in cheek. Neither of us have hot plans on looking forever 35, nor do we now. And I think that you ask a great question is like, I think it's a personal choice. What do you want to put it? What's important to you? My mom never dyed her hair, nor did she wear makeup. She looked
my
dope.
Mom does dye her hair.
Okay. We live in a culture that like values youth in a really stupid and problematic way, right?
Yes.
And it makes us all feel inferior, especially women.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. It's a patriarchy.
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah. So you're fucking damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yep.
So I think you gotta, I think for me, the focus is more like, do I feel good?
Yes. What makes you feel good?
Yes. Do I feel good? Like literally, am I sleeping well? Does my stomach feel good? Does my body not hurt?
Yeah.
I think those are the things that truly keep us young. Or not young, but like feeling great.
Yeah.
Because youth is not what we're going for.
I loved what Jasmine said in the last mini episode.
Yes.
About doing yoga for a year and seeing a difference in how she kind of moved and how she felt when she went to her reunion. Like, I just thought that was so meaningful. And that to me is kind of what this is all about.
So Barb, I hope that answers your question. We will follow up with some more microblading info as soon as we can. And, you know, keep emailing us.
Yeah.
We love hearing from you. We'll check out Puff Me.
Thanks, Barb.
Thank you, Barb. So that brings us to the end of our mini episode.
Yes.
Dory, normally you and I sign off, but I thought maybe we could hear from our sister-in-laws who we heard from earlier.
Oh, yes.
Hi again. This is Mary Kate.
I'm Sarah.
We just left a message and we wanted to let you know we were so excited and nervous about leaving the voicemail that we wrote out a script.
Yes, we did. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Love them.
Bye.
Bye.